Welcome, Bass fans, to another edition of the Bass Fan Army Radio Program. With me today is, I think, probably the consummate weekend warrior, and with me today is John Wright. And I'm just going to go over a little bit of the stats here, John. Five times you've been to the All-American. You've had 26 Redman or BFL regionals you've accomplished. Two championships prior to when they had the All-American. You've had 12 Redman or BFL wins, and you've had one Everstart win, and you're a weekend warrior, and that's just phenomenally good. I mean, you think about this thing across the history of how long you've been fishing, and you've got to be really proud of your accomplishments.
Oh, yeah. Terry, I have. I've been around quite a while, though. I suppose with anything, if you're at it long enough, you know that, how that goes.
Well, you know, I guess one of the things, you know, you live in Illinois, you live down by Shelbyville Lake, and it's funny because you've been able to carry your success other places. You know, you've lived in other parts of the country as well, and whenever you go somewhere, you're able to carry that success as a weekend warrior to other places. I know you fish bass a little bit, and you've done some other things, but, you know, you found this niche where you're able to win in Operation Bass events, and then hundreds and hundreds of other events that you've won across the country, you know, fishing these regional events. There's got to be something that makes that work for you. Is it a mental thing? What's the deal?
Well, I guess it's just a passion that I have and have had since my mother started me fishing back when I was probably 5 years old. And I relate it to being able to be on the water. I've spent a lot of time on the water, of course, and it doesn't matter whether you fish bass, you know, north, south, east, west, a bass is a bass. But you have different types of water that you fish that you have to learn. And I guess I've learned several different types. Versatility is basically a key. If fish are 25 foot deep, I can catch them 50 foot deep, or if they're a foot deep, such as a river, Golconda, say, or Mississippi River.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you've kind of got a reputation of being an excellent jig fisherman, but, you know, that's, as you say, the versatility thing really plays into it. And, you know, knowing when to throw the jig, knowing when to flip the jig, knowing when to do the things that you do. But on top of that, you got to know kind of seasonal environments. You got to know the body of water you're fishing. I mean, is really the jig the go-to bait for you?
Oh, that's a lot of it. I'll use a jig a lot, especially once the spawn is over. Once that spawn is over with, I've become a structure fisherman, basically. If the body of water that I'm on will allow it, yes. Basically, I look at two things there. I look at temperatures and clarity to dictate what I'm going to do, basically.
Well, go into that a little farther. Tell me what, you know, okay, we come out to a body of water. It's a fairly clear body of water. It's post-spawn. You know, you're looking at some stuff. What would be the technique you'd try to, you know, start off the bat with?
Well, in that case, if it's at the end of the spawn and it's, you know, you're pushing early summer, late spring, I'm going to be looking at seasonal patterns such as humps and drops and ledges. I really like to fish ledges a lot. Ledges to me are something that not everybody can fish, for one thing. It's not going to be that big timber where the deer hunter's sitting in, where there's five other deer hunters already there. It's something that you can possibly have a little bit all to yourself. And in this day and age, with in tournament fishing, there is sure a lot of competition out there, let's put it that way.
Well, you've got great anglers you're fishing against, but it really hasn't slowed you down. You know, I talked about the Everstart win, and, you know, you won that at Kentucky Lake. You know, it's probably 3 or 4 hours away from where you live, and you go down there, and with BFL and a lot of other things that you've done down there, you've also competed very well at Kentucky and Barkley Lakes. You talk about that ledge situation. That's one that really plays well for you down there.
It does. I've actually caught fish off places in the summertime, you know, that I would fish in the summertime. I think I won a BFL down there, the first BFL of the year, one time in the LBL division, with one of the biggest stringers I've ever caught in a tournament, like something like, I think it was 25-14 for a five-fish limit. But you know, you've fished it yourself, and you know how that can be down there. And I caught those fish out on the main river on similar situations like it would be if it was, like it was summertime. These were big pre-spawn females that just moved up onto little pieces of wood on the main river on drops. Caught them on a giant spinnerbait, so.
You know, kind of taking that bait and making it be a bottom bouncer just like you do with
Sure.
maybe a Carolina rig or a big crankbait.
Sure.
Well, you know, John, you look at this thing, and you've been doing it, as you mentioned, a long, long time, but, you know, as a weekend warrior, you know, you're not fishing the tours, and you probably like to, but it's one of those things where you've got obligations with family and job and some of those kind of things. You know, you look at this thing and you say, you know, I've done pretty much everything I can possibly do here. What are some of the aspirations you might have, you know, other than what you're doing right now?
I truly have a goal of making it back. I've made 5 of All-Americans. I would really like a shot at winning that one of these days. That's my main goal. Sure, I've fished the FLW, I've fished bass, and I like that. I don't know if that's, you know, unless you have that major sponsorship, which is hard to get. I don't have my own business. I don't have the opportunity to take away, you know, and it makes it tough. Everybody knows that's out there knows how tough it is. There are things that I would like to do later on. I'm still working on it. Number one key is my health. I just underwent bypass surgery this year. I had 5 bypasses done, and that's a big thing with me is professing to people to, you know, get your health in order first. Believe me, I never would have thought that I would have had to undergo that, but it's something that you can also inherit from relatives. And the lifestyle that we live fishing like this is not great. You're eating McDonald's and places like that over the, you know how that is.
Well, you sure do. And, you know, the thing of it is, to look at you, you know, a lot of people think, well, a guy that had 5 bypasses is probably overweight or whatever. You're not. And, you know, the one thing I can tell you is the fact that when you came back from that bypass surgery, you just happened to win a couple of Red Man events right after that. So it wasn't too bad of a year for you.
No, sir. Somebody was smiling on me. I can tell you that much right now.
Well, you know, as most folks would know that know you, you know, that bypass surgery, of course, is very scary. But you came and bounced back very, very quickly, and your doctor said, hey, go out there and try it. And you know, you got after it. So I guess it's a great one of those things where you look back and you say, well, everything happens for a reason, but it hasn't slowed you down from a fishing standpoint.
Well, I believe that everything does happen for a reason. But yeah, you're right. It's, like I say, it's a passion, and I wouldn't say it's a priority, but it is definitely a passion. And I hope to be able to do it forever.
Well, you know, John, you know, as I look at the state of Illinois, and one of the things we're going to do here at the Bass Fan Army Radio and with Bass Fan Army in particular is we're going to have something where we're going to try to really find down and drill down to the best anglers in each state, you know, talk to some of those guys. And, you know, I can tell you, knowing you as long as I have, you know, if you're not the top angler in the state of Illinois, you're in the top 3 anyway. And when you start thinking about some of that thing, you carry that burden even though you may not know it.
I've never really thought about it, to be honest with you. I appreciate it, but I've never really thought about it. I hope it won't ever affect me, let's put it that way.
Well, you know, you're a pretty humble guy, and if you look at this thing, I mean, when I started talking to you about doing this radio program, one of the things that I just kept putting numbers together, and I kept thinking, man, this guy, you know, when you think about 26, you know, regional championships that you got to fish in, and then the numbers of the All-Americans, 5 of those, and just all the accomplishments, you know, you wonder how you keep motivated, I guess, is really one of the questions I'd have.
Well, like I said, it has to be related to that thing called passion. It is truly a passion, in my opinion. We go back, looking at over the paperwork that I've got out in front of me, you know, the Golden Blend Circuit, things like that. BCA days, I was... You know, I got my start back in those days, the Bassmasters Association, and that goes back to the James gang, the Mike and Bob James from Ranger Boat. They are no longer with us, and I have a sore spot in my heart for them. You know, they have a lot to Ranger and the Mike and Bob James have a lot to do with me fishing over the years, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, John, as usual, time goes by so quickly. I could talk and pick your brain. I usually do at any event that I see you at anyway. But, you know, we've had the opportunity to fish against each other in the LBL. We fished, you know, across the country and other things together. But, you know, I always know when John Wright's there, and if I do better than him, I always got a little bit of a grin on the corner of my mouth because I know I've accomplished something, because there's no question in my mind when you beat John Wright, you beat a good fisherman.
I understand that. I don't have that. You know, I fish with... And everybody has fished with really excellent fishermen over the years. The Clunes, they are the top dogs. I've never ever looked at that, at doing that, not to say that that's wrong, but I've always figured, well, part of beating the fish, basically, instead of beating someone else on a certain body of water. Maybe that helps. I don't know.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think you're giving me a hard time because I said that, but, you know, it's one of those things.
No, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. It's just my, you know, it's like an opinion, you know.
Well, that's right, and there's no question about it. You're a class act, and, John, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio.
Anytime.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.